This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, whether you drive a car, whether you cycle or simply walk or wheel, we are all affected by the speed of traffic on the roads that we live on and use. Speed is a major contributing factor in the number and severity of road traffic accidents that caused 2,087 casualties on Hertfordshire roads last year, of which 169 children were hurt and 24 people actually lost their lives. Sobering stuff. But lower speed limits also bring less noise pollution and so lower stress levels for those living nearby. They bring lower levels of harmful air pollution, and lower speeds make us all feel safer, whatever way we choose to travel. Yet, speed limits and their enforcement remain contentious and provoke plenty of anger. Speeding tickets aren't seen as a rightful punishment for risking other people's safety, but like an unwelcome and hated tax on us exercising what we feel is a freedom. So it's of importance to all of us that Hertfordshire County Council have drafted a new speed management strategy. I wanted to find out the intention behind the new strategy, what changes are being proposed, and how we can all have a say on speed limits near us. So I spoke to Councillor Paul Zukowski, Cabinet Member for Environment, Transport and Growth at Hertfordshire County Council. I started by asking him why Hertfordshire needs a new speed management strategy at all.
I think there is a number of reasons why we need a new speed management strategy, one of which is that the speed management strategy that we've currently got adopted isn't actually very new. It's been around a few years. Road speeds and vehicles have moved on in that period of time, and actually our speed management strategy needs to take account of changes in road vehicle types, manners of driving, and other changes in legislation and regulations more widely. So just from a time perspective, it needed updating. But equally, you know, we've come in as a new administration, and actually one of the things that we wanted to ensure that a new road safety strategy had was more of a focus on what communities wanted in terms of speed management, rather than a straightforward technical assessment of how fast vehicles could go down a road.
Okay. And what do you hope to achieve then? I assume quite a lot of this is going to be about lower speeds. And what do you hope the outcome will be?
Well, it certainly is likely to focus on lowering speed limits. But what we're very keen to do is for communities to have a voice in saying which roads they feel are okay as they are, and which roads, from a community perspective, they'd like to see have a lower speed limit. So a really good example of that is the work that we've recently done around Sheridswood Park School in Welwyn Garden City. So Sheridswood Park School, sitting on a central reservation dual carriageway in Welwyn Garden City, just off the A1M, the speed limit was national speed limit, which for that style of road, I think, is 70, immediately outside the gates of a school. The local member was very keen to see those speeds reduced, and the county council were going through the process of reducing the speeds. Extant speed management strategy basically said you can't reduce the speed limit below 50 miles an hour. Now, 50 miles an hour in front of a school is, in my view, still way too fast. What our revision of the speed management strategy is, and we use this as a pilot, was to say, actually, what we want to dial in is the community voice here. And the community was the school. And the school were saying, it's too fast. Our pupils don't feel safe. they're not able to utilise bus services. They're not able to utilise active travel, walking and cycling to get to school, because their parents just don't feel they're safe because of the speeds in this road. We actually agreed and looked at the speeds. We've reduced it to 40 miles an hour, and we're now looking at what other interventions we might be able to put in on that road to make it feel safer as well. Because 40 miles an hour is still quite fast, but it is quite an open and, you know, visible environment. People now feel safe pulling out of the turning to the school. So it's dialing in that community voice. The community should have a say in what the speed limits are of the roads that go through that community. And to just have a purely technical assessment saying, this is the style of road, this is the size, therefore the speed is this, doesn't take account of what the community wants from a road and what it thinks is a sensible and reasonable speed limit for that road.
Okay.
So that's why we're changing it.
Right. Okay. So rather than previously, it was all to do with existing average speeds of vehicles and that determined the speed limit. Now you'll be going out to individual communities and saying, what do you think of the speed limit? And will that happen in each case, in each town or village? Will you ask, you know, what do you think? Should this be higher, lower, whatever?
Well, I mean, it's going to be impossible to do that for every community that might want to change the speed on a particular road, because we've got 4,000 odd kilometres of road in Hertfordshire. And, you know, we don't have the officer capacity to do that. So what we're focusing on at the minute is the 20 mile an hour schemes. So reducing speed limits to 20 miles an hour where communities want them. The process now is that we'll go to the local county councillor and say to them, we're thinking about implementing a 20 mile an hour zone in this particular community. And if the county councillor says, I'm happy for you to do that, we will proceed. If, as the representative of the community, the county councillor says, well, I don't think the community will want that, we're moving on and going somewhere else. So, you know, we're listening to that community voice. And the first step of that is the county councillor. If the county council is happy for us to move to public consultation, we'll come up with an indicative area that might change to 20 miles an hour, set up a public consultation, go out to the public, see what the response is. If the public don't want it, we won't do it. We'll move on again. You know, we'll move on to communities that do want it.
Okay.
So, you know, that's dialing in the community voice here in the 20 miles an hour system. But what we've done with the speed management strategy is enable the process where if a community's, you know, have got themselves organised, come with to the county council with a significant petition saying, we have an issue with this particular road, we think the speed limit needs to be lowered. We now at least have a mechanism to do that. Previously, we didn't even have the mechanism. It was just a flat computer says no. You know, so we're changing that mentality. We want people to feel that HCC is on their side. And part of that is listening to communities when they ask us about stuff and where we think we can, where we've got the capacity to do so, actually doing what the community asks us to do.
Right.
As we did with Sherrodswood School.
Okay. So you're assuming there that the local community will know best what is a safe speed for that road rather than you've been able to look at a road and be like, well, actually, a lot of people live on this road. There's two schools on this road. So therefore, this should just be whatever the community thinks, this should be a 20 mile an hour zone. I was really struck in the strategy about survivable speed. And I just thought that really kind of shows what we're talking about here, doesn't it? We're talking about a child surviving a road impact or not doing, or indeed a vulnerable adult. It's yeah. Life and death, isn't it?
It is. And you know, the whole sort of direction of travel with the 20s is to try and reduce road casualties. That's why I think it's such a good idea. And it also encourages children and families to move towards active travel, because it's a nicer environment to walk and cycle and run and you know, undertake those active travel options than areas with faster road speeds. So I'm really keen that communities are given the opportunity, but equally, you know, where communities say no, and very recently Royston is a good example where the local councillor was very, very keen for us to move to the 20s. We went out to public consultation. The response that came back, there was a campaign, you know, or an organised, coordinated campaign against having a 20-mile-an-hour zone in the area. But the community's response in the consultation was, we don't want a 20. Well, funnily enough, we're not going to do one in Royston. We'll move on.
Right, yeah. Okay.
It's having that voice. Now, the community might well come back and say to us, we want a 20-mile-an-hour limit around a school. You know, putting a 20-mile-an-hour zone around a school is almost as expensive as putting one around an entire town.
Yes.
So, you know, we're not in the situation where we have that funding, that amount of funding that we can do, you know, small bits of 20-mile-an-hour zones. And the evidence is that they're a lot less effective anyway. So we'll move on to somewhere that does. And we've got to Barley, a little village in North Arts, resoundingly positive about a 20. We're going to go and put a 20-mile-an-hour zone in there. So where communities want it and where there's community support, we'll go and do it. Communities have got to say, have got to stand up. And
yeah.
People who want 20s have got to tell us that they want 20s, because if they don't, what will happen is they won't get it.
Right. Okay. So it's that they need to go to their county councillor and say, traffic is too fast here. It's dangerous. We would like lower speed limits. I wondered about rural areas that don't really have much in the way of population, but are still used by plenty of vulnerable road users like cyclists. A lot of them very narrow roads with a national speed limit of 60 miles an hour. Do you have any power to do anything about that? Cycle groups are really concerned about safety on these roads.
Well, we do have the powers to be able to do something. What we don't have is the funds. So each one of those rural roads would need to have a whole legal process undertaken to change the speed limit. And it's very expensive. It's thousands and thousands of pounds for each and every one. And that's before we start talking about, because the way the regulations work, putting repeater signs up and other infrastructure on those roads. It becomes very expensive very quickly. And the County Council, unfortunately, doesn't have the funds to do that. What we're doing instead is we are lobbying national government to change what the national speed limit is on that style of road. In my view, and this is the position that we've made to the Department for Transport, is a rural road which is a single track lane, so without any white lining. So if you have a road that has no white lining on it and doesn't have footways on the side of it, the national speed limit, in my view, should be 40 miles an hour. And that would instantly change the speed limit without us having to change a single sign. And it would happen right the way across Hertfordshire in one go. I think it's a much more effective and efficient way of dealing with rural speed limits.
Yeah, indeed. So lower speeds on our roads, they make our roads safer, they reduce pollution, they help, as you've said, with a greater sense of community cohesion, people being able to travel more actively, being more healthy. But still, as a country, we don't seem to have a culture of wanting to drive slowly. You only have to look at car adverts on the telly. The attractive cars are the ones that go fast. And you actually recognise this in the Hertfordshire Speed Management Strategy, that education is very important. What is it within your power to do to educate us that lower speeds have these benefits and we should simply be sticking to them, whether there's the signs there or the speed cameras or not?
Indeed. It's a really challenging one, and it's not something that we're going to change or be able to change overnight. I think our culture around speeding is changing already. That's certainly the gut feeling that I have, that it's becoming less socially acceptable to drive at really silly speeds. Whether that's just my perception and whether that's the reality or not, I don't know. Certainly the kind of car culture thing, I talked to many petrol heads, given that I'm probably one. Last weekend it was at the Goodwood Festival of Speed, for example. So, you know, I like racing machinery and I like going fast, but in the right place. And the right place for that is a circuit. It's not on the public roads. So, you know, it's changing that mentality. It's changing that culture. It's changing that perception that people have that going fast is something that, you know, is acceptable. In just the same way as we had a change in mindset around smoking, or indeed about seatbelt use when it comes to actually to cars. There was a real pushback at the time of both of those issues coming to the fore. But it was a change in our culture, a change in our attitudes towards it, what was socially acceptable. But that's changed the situation in both of those. And I think we have to do the same thing with speeding. And that's one of the reasons that the County Council have undertaken the advertising campaign that it has around 20's plenty to say that actually the right speed in the right place, in residential areas where there are kids on the road, where there are people cycling, where people walking, lots of pedestrians, the right speed is 20, you know, and let's make that culturally and socially acceptable. So that's the approach to it. I do encourage everybody out there and listening to this to go and complete the consultation on the speed management strategy and let us know what you think about the vision and the details of what we've got in that strategy and make it as good as we possibly can.
Excellent. Well, Councillor Zukowski, thank you very much indeed for telling us about that today. I was talking there to Councillor Paul Zukowski, Cabinet Member for Environment, Transport and Growth at Hertfordshire County Council. And I'll put the link to the draft Hertfordshire Speed Management Strategy and the consultation that goes with it into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And there's a helpful short version of the draft strategy that won't take you long to read, and the consultation itself will only take a couple of minutes. But don't hang about. Do take a look now as the consultation closes on the 27th of July. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.